Hello, everyone. This is the Moving to Florida show. I am your host, Judson Osmond, and my co-host, Mo Hit by Lonnie, is on as well.
Aaron, what's up, everybody?
Mo, we got to get you a little more excited there, bro.
I got to get more caffeine in my system. That's what it is.
there we go.
I'm showing homes all day. You're not get a little worn out.
There we go. Where have you been showing homes lately?
In the Lake Nona area. I was out there with a client that is from Australia. Yeah, so it's pretty cool. We get some Aussies
we
over
people
here.
People moving from everywhere.
Yeah, we get,
yeah. Hey, you know, we might have to look at our stats. I wonder if we have any Australian listeners.
I'm sure we do.
Yeah, good night, right? Yes.
Put it on the Bobby.
Yeah, not the best impersonator here. Guys, all right. So today we have got five tips for you, five things to keep in mind if you're looking at new construction. And we thought this was an important one because we have had some of you folks reach out to us and, you know, buy new construction. As a matter of fact, everybody that has reached out to us through the Moving to Florida show, every single client has bought new construction.
Yes.
Am I right, Mo?
100%. We're 100% on that. even the ones we referred out, they all went new construction.
That's right. Yeah. So, you know, absolutely. We thought this was an important one. We wanted to give you some tips if you're out looking at new construction. We got five tips for you, but you never know. We get going, we'll probably end up with more than that.
We got some bonus ones.
Let's go ahead and get started with it.
We got some bonus ones today.
All right. All right, Mo, first tip, the model home is not the standard design for most builders. Would you say that's
100%
true?
100% that's true, because the model home, they throw everything and the kitchen sink in it as far as designs are concerned. So they'll have refrigerator, they'll have a washer dryer, everything will be upgraded, your tiles will be upgraded, countertops will be upgraded, the carpeting will be upgraded if there is carpeting. The flooring, you can name it, it's at level 5 or 6 or whatever they level it. It's at their top level of showing that house, the model house. So it's never ever 100% of what they show. It's mostly because they want to, you know, present the best product.
Yeah, they want you to walk in the door and fall
in
love. So they're going to show the best of the best. Absolutely. It is going to be their top end products. Something that we always have to tell clients when we're taking them into these model homes is, hey, keep in mind, this is, you know, fully upgraded home. Not just the top end of what they offer in that community, but I would say often, most of the time, they're going to have like accent walls. They're going to have features that you literally cannot even get in that community. It's something that you would have to buy the home and add on afterward with these, you know, accent walls and different fixtures and stuff like that. So definitely, you know, an important tip to keep in mind.
Yeah, a lot of people go in and look at the furniture too and like, oh, wow, the furniture is set up so beautifully. They have, you know, designers, you know, home decor designers that come in and just deck the place out 100%. And it's presentable, and that's how you fall in love with the product. And that's why people sign for model. Like, hey, I want the model home.
That's right. Yeah. You know, when you walk into a community, I'll just put it this way. If you're looking and they go, okay, the base price of this floor plan is $439,000, you're probably sitting in a $600,000 home. They've done, you know, that much upgrades.
Absolutely.
To it.
100%.
Yes. And that kind of brings up, hey, I guess I'll say bonus tip number one, because this wasn't on my list. But the other thing that the builders too is almost in every single instance, there is going to be some sort of lot premium involved. So even if you come in and you don't upgrade the home at all, you're still probably going to be over that. In this example, that $439,000 price point that was the base price for that model, you're still going to be more than that once you add your lot. Because, hey, you got to put the home on land, right?
Exactly. And the lots, you know, you might get lucky and find a zero lot premium, which is very rare to find these days. But if you find it, jump on it.
Yeah, they exist, but they are rare.
And I've seen it all the way so as cheap as $2,000-$3,000 and all the way up to $200,000-$300,000 for a lot. So there's a huge discrepancy depending on the neighborhood you go into.
Yep, absolutely. Now that $300,000 is going to be a lakefront, you know, very premium lot for sure.
Yes, or in a very premium location, whether it's like Dr. Phillips Windermere area, let's say, or even Winter Park area. So you'll see those lot premiums in those type of areas.
All right. Tip number two, understand all your financing options. Don't just talk to the builder's lender, because believe me, the builder is going to recommend a lender to you. They're probably going to even offer you some sort of monetary concession for using that lender, but that lender might not always have the best deal.
True. Also, they are very inexperienced as far as looking at different aspects of financing. So you may not fall under a conventional loan or FHA, which is your basic loan. So you're conventional and FHA. There's portfolio loans. There's, you know, investment loans. There's so many out there. Builders really want this, or the builders lenders, you really want just cut and dry, you know, conventional FHA. Anything beyond that, they really don't know how to maneuver well with it. Not saying all of them don't, some of them don't.
Yeah, very true. Very true. And a lot of times the builder will have even a backup lender. But one thing that I have noticed, a great tip that we got was, if you're talking to, you know, the recommended lender of the builder, sometimes it's like the same company, you know, it's the lender, the builder has their own like in-house, it's right. The same company right. lender, or sometimes it's just a company that they have an affiliation with. But, you know, we were told, I believe it was, Elgin from Ace yeah. Lending that told us, you know, shop around, talk to some other lenders. I mean, it doesn't cost you anything to talk to some other lenders right. and get their best rates. That way, at least, you know, if nothing else, you can go back to the lender that you're getting a concession for using, right? You're getting some sort of kickbacks, probably not the right word, but for all intents and purposes, right? You're getting some sort of concession for using that lender, but go back to that lender and say, hey, you know, XYZ lender offered me this rate. It's better than the rate you're offering me. See if they can match it. At least then you know you're getting the best rate
get
possible.
Get in writing. Get everything in writing. So if the other lender or outside lender says, hey, we can give you a 2.4%, get it in writing so you can show that to the builder's lender and see if they can match it. Most likely, if they want you and they want your business, they're going to match it.
2.4%. Where are you getting
I just threw it out there. Self-wishing. I'm wishing for myself.
There we go. Hey, you know, sorry, that just it brought to mind. I have to say, you know, we did a 2022 market predictions very recently. Yeah. And we both said that we can see the rates are going to get into the mid threes. If you haven't checked lately, folks, they are already there.
They're already there.
Just over the last 30 days, we did see a tremendous uptick in interest rates. So that's why, you know, we're giving you these tips so that you make sure you can get the best one for yourself.
Exactly. It's still very, very low. 3.5% is not a high number. It's not a high number at all. It's a very, very low number compared to 2 years prior. So 2 years ago, I mean, you're sitting at 5-6%. So we're still half of that. We're still half that. So it's still pretty good. Come on down to Florida.
Yep. All right. Next tip, asking questions is important. There is just so much that goes into building a new construction home, buying a new construction home. There are a ton of moving parts. I mean, that's why you want a great agent working with you. We'll hit on that point here in a few minutes. But, you know, ask questions. Make sure you have all of your questions answered before you sign on the dotted line, because there are, like we said, so many moving parts.
Yeah, that's a very, very good point. It's a lot of people get very excited. And that's great to be excited to get into a new house. But then they'll go home after they sign, be like, hey, what about this? And what about, you know, concessions or whatever? Whatever the case might be, whatever questions you have, ask it before you sign it, because it's very important. Even if you want to sleep on it for one day so you can gather your thoughts, I'm sure the builder will let you, you know, sleep on it for a night. They won't guarantee anything, because, you know, anybody can walk up at 10 a.m. in the morning and sign a dotted line. But at the same time, if you have your questions ready for the builder, ask it right then and there before you sign.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it is, like you said, it's entirely possible that somebody else is going to rush to that decision, but you want to make sure you're comfortable with your purchase. And no doubt the agents in those model homes that represent the builders are, I mean, that's their job, is to get you to sign on the dotted line, to rush you into a decision so they get the next one sold. Right?
100%. I think I'm saying that a lot today. Yeah. 100%. 100% of the time.
100%. All right. So next tip, I believe we are on number four now. The representatives in the model homes represent the builder. See how we led up to that one. and they don't necessarily represent your best interests. And many of the builders will not let you use your own agent, your own representation, if they are not with you on your very first business.
Yes. So I know a lot of people like to drive around and look at all these communities, all the new communities that are coming up. And especially if you're, you know, house hunting and you drive by one. And if you're represented by an agent, make sure you call that agent and you let them know that, hey, I saw this new community. Can we go check it out? Do not walk in there if you are, you know, being represented. And there's a lot of companies that will not, you know, help your agent out in any way. And that could also hinder your purchase because your agent might have, you know, very important questions that might help you with your purchase process.
Yeah, absolutely. I have truly, I've seen situations where clients or should have been clients overpaid for properties, but you know, they came to me later on in the process. They had already been discussing with the builder and they said, hey, you know, we really want to buy here and we want to work with you, but that opportunity had already passed. And in the end, you know, I've seen people overpay for homes because of just that reason. They didn't have somebody that was really, you know, on the ground floor doing this every day that really understood how the process worked and was their representative. Yeah. So you definitely want your own representation. Those nice people in the model homes represent the builder and not
100%.
All right. Tip number five, your timeline might affect your options. This is very true, especially in this day and age with everything that's gone on over the last few years with material shortages and appliance shortages and all of that. A lot of the builders have changed up how they operate. So if you need something in the next 2 to 3 months and you want brand new, your options are probably going to be limited. Most of the builders are quoting 9 to 10 months build out time right now. At the same time, some of the builders have even changed up their entire format and they will only sell inventory homes. So, you know, they won't accept a contract on, you know, hey, I want to build this home on this lot with these options. They don't even do that anymore. It's just, we can go under contract on this one once it's at this stage, usually once they have the slab poured on a single story or the block up on a two story. That's when they'll go under contract. And at that point, they're what, 2, 3, 4 months out.
Going back to your point of having an agent is, you know, because of this material shortages and whatnot. So whatever you've picked as far as upgrades are concerned, your agent can keep an eye on that stuff if they're putting in the right equipment in your home, whether it's tile or whether it's whatever else options you selected. Again, going back to the options, they can come back to you in the middle of the process and say, hey, we do not have this tile color anymore. The manufacturer stopped making it, so we cannot put this. So you're going to have to go back into the design center. So the builders have avoided doing that now because a lot of people are, you know, getting really upset that they can't get the flooring that they wanted. So they're going with the option of packages. So you get package A, B, C, or D. A lot of them are saying, hey, we're going to just spec the whole home out. You take it. These are the colors that are coming in it. These are the tiles that are coming in it. This is all the options that are coming in the house. And that's all you have to pick. And that's it.
Yep. Yeah. It's funny you mentioned flooring. I literally have that going on this week. We finally just settled on one. But the option that my client selected, the manufacturer, just like you said, they're not offering anymore. They don't have it, period. It doesn't exist. You know, that one, she already saw other delays leading up to this, should have been back in the home back in November. And yeah, by this time here, we are in February. They're like, yeah, they don't make that flooring anymore. Right. Here are your options. I mean, fortunately, it was just a color change, but you know, it was still, you know, stressful that she's like, I should have been in this home 2 months ago. And now you're telling me you don't have my flooring.
Tough. It's tough.
So I think that's what, like you said, the builders are doing is they're just avoiding those headaches. Like, here's the home. It'll be ready in 3 months. You take it or leave it. So yeah, definitely your timeline can affect your options. It all depends on what you really want. I think that was five, but like we said, we're going to have some bonus tips for you. Ask about warranty. Warranty is an important one.
Yeah, right? Warranties. Most builders offer a warranty called 1-2-10. Now that's 1 year. Usually that means bumper to bumper, front and back, left, right, whatever we want to look at it. That means your flooring chips or anything that's wrong in the house, for AC, so on and so forth. And then 2 years is electrical and plumbing. So anything to do with electrical plumbing will be covered under warranty for 2 years. And then 10 years structural. So let's say your wall just falls down or breaks or huge, large crack, it's covered under warranty.
Yep. Yeah. So very important to ask about that warranty and make sure, you know, you have it up front, because I mean, there are big national builders that we have in Florida, but there are also smaller builders as well that, you know, they might not have the resources to warrant their product as much. So they might not offer as much of a warranty. That's definitely something you want to find out before you sign on the dotted line.
Yep. What else? What else? Do we have any other bonuses? I'm sure we can come up with a whole bunch.
I'll say one more. I'll say one more and I can give an embarrassing story if needed. You still need a home inspection.
Yes please.
Yeah. Just because you watched the entire build out process, just because the county or the city or whoever signed off on it and did the inspection, you still need to have your own independent inspection. Just in case there's any issues. Sure, you've got the warranty or you should have a warranty, but you still want to know. And should I share my embarrassing story? So I don't think I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but when we just purchased our new home back in November, we did not get an inspection. So, you know, one of those do what I say, not what I do. But you know, my wife and I are both licensed real estate agents. We've helped tons of clients buy new construction, and we went, you know, we were there through the whole build process. We watched everything. It's fine. Yeah. Fast forward. So we had been in the home about two weeks. And we had not run the shower in my son's bathroom. So he had taken baths in there, no problem. But I actually changed the shower head up there. It was the day before Thanksgiving when we were having friends and family over. And I changed the shower head out, ran the shower. And next thing I know, there is water. It's on the second floor. There's water pouring out of the ceiling onto our
kitchen
island.
No way.
Yes. Oh. So, I mean, basically what happened was they were putting up the cement board, basically what you put behind the tile in the shower, when the builders were putting that up, they ran a screw into that line in the shower, right? So when we were running just the faucet for the tub, no problem. But as soon as it had pressure and it sent that water up to the shower, it was spraying out right there.
Yikes.
You know, fortunately there was no real damage. They did have to cut out a wall in my son's bedroom. Fortunately, it was not the accent wall that my wife had already painted.
All the hard work.
So they did have to cut out a wall there. He was displaced for about a week. It was kind of disappointing because his cousins were going to come over to the house for the first time. They wanted to play in his room. They actually still got to. So, I mean, we made the builder bring in a water remediation company, make sure they had everything really nice and dried out. But, you know, fortunately, I mean, we caught it immediately. As soon as it started happening, we caught it, had somebody in the next day. You know, they cut open the wall, found out what the problem was. We had everything drying. I pulled the fans out of there and actually hung a sheet over the giant hole in the wall that next day. So my son was still able to play in there with his cousins, but. You know, it took a little while for it to be fixed, but that's the thing is that, you know, again, there is warranty. It was fixed, but it was a little stressful for a while, and definitely us heeding our own advice and having an inspection done on the newly built home would have found that issue.
Now, a lot of people ask, when should we get the inspection done? That's a big question. That's a really good question, too. You should get it twice. I know inspections can be a little expensive. They're anywhere from $400 to $600. But just do it twice. One, do it before drywall goes up, because you're going to have a pre-drywall walk. So do it once before drywall goes up, and do it once at your 10-day walkthrough. So your first walkthrough after everything is, you know, all your utilities are on, everything's done in the house practically. Well, most of your things should be done in your house. So those are the two very important dates to remember, is to do it pre-drywall and do it post-drywall.
That's right. And most inspectors will have, or at least inspectors that do new homes will have some sort of package deal where, you know, both inspections are included in it. So that's definitely something to look out for.
100%.
So bonus tip on a tip. If you're buying in Central Florida, we work in Central Florida. So we know a lot of home inspectors in this area that do those types of things. So definitely if you're buying in Central Florida, well, hey, first of all, give us a shout so we can help represent you in your home purchase, in your new home purchase. And then also we can get you connected with the right inspector for that. And then likewise, we work with agents all over the state of Florida. We know some really great agents. We've got several actually scheduled for upcoming podcasts. Yep. But if you're not looking in Central Florida and you need a good agent, just hit us up on our email, movingtofloridashow@gmail.com.
There you go. Now we want to hear from you. You can reach us on our Moving to Florida Show hotline by dropping a voicemail or texting us to 407-900-5859. Also, check out our blog at movingtofloridashow.com. If you'd like to connect with us, if you have any questions, or if you need a realtor in Florida, you can reach us at movingtofloridashow@gmail.com or drop us a DM on Facebook or Instagram at movingtofloridashow. Be sure to subscribe to the show if you like our content so that it would automatically download to your device and get you one step closer to moving to Florida.